You're listening to EPN.
Welcome, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Business Confessional Talk Radio on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Michelle Salader of Sumer LLC, a copywriting and content marketing firm. In our company, we work with overwhelmed businesses who want to attract and build relationships with quality clients, drive sales, and grow their brand online. Unlike traditional copywriters, our staff is fully trained to suck the big ideas right out of your head and strategically turn them into copy that converts prospects and nurtures customers. On every show of Business Confessional Talk Radio, you can expect to learn and be inspired as experts spill the beans and share the stories behind their business success. You'll receive tips and advice from myself and your successful peers on everything from marketing to business development, mindset to work-life balance. If you have any questions on these topics, or if you would like to propose a show topic, I would love to answer them. The best way to reach me is to leave a question on our Facebook page, and you can find that by going to facebook.com/writtenbysumer. Today's show is with style expert and author Lee Hayward, and I am really, really excited to have Lee on as a guest today. Lee, are you there?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for being here. For those of you who don't know Lee, I'm going to give you a quick bio and tell you a little bit about what she does and how you can find her online. But before we get there, I just want to share something. Lee, you have not only taught me about that style isn't trend and style isn't about, you know, buying the latest and the greatest handbag or shoes. It's really about being true to yourself and about finding a style that does work for you. So when I'm on stage or I'm at a meeting or I'm just in my office or I'm at home, I'm able to feel confident. And so I want to thank you for your just being who you are and sharing your expertise and your wisdom with those of us who lack any sort of style. Okay. Well, I'm going to really quickly read your bio and then we're going to get into a really fantastic interview. Style expert and author Lee Hayward believes that anyone can have great style. Lee teaches women how to make style simple and effortless. With her real-world approach, she shows women that great style isn't about being egotistical. It's about achieving the confidence and happiness that you deserve. In fourth grade, her career began when her best friend started a new school and needed to make a great first impression. Even at a young age, Lee understood the way you present yourself is vital to your happiness and to your success. In 2007, Lee launched her company to help women everywhere discover how to walk out the door each morning feeling as if they can conquer the world. She is also the author of Simply Effortless Style, A Real Woman's Guide to Making Style Easy and Fun. And you can find Lee online at www.stylewithlee.com. So Lee, I just want to just add something. You work with men as well, correct?
I do. I haven't changed the marketing message that I send out, mm-hmm. but I end up getting a lot of personal referrals for men.
Fantastic. And so do you want to just, before we get into this, who do you work with? Let's talk a little bit about that. And can you tell us a little bit about your clientele and the success stories that they've had?
Sure. Well, my job is really what you talked about in the beginning, in the introduction, is that I don't really think that style is about putting on, you know, the latest fashions. And in some case, it may be. But it's really about dressing yourself in a way that makes you feel really confident in order to do whatever it is that you have to do that day, whether it's making a huge sale or standing on stage like you were talking about, or even just walking out the door to have, you know, a regular day. I think it's really important to be your best self, and one way to do that is to kind of pump up the way that you feel about what you're wearing. And a lot of my clients are really busy people who are in business and realize that the way they look affects their bottom line, such as, you know, I have real estate agents, and they realize that if they are showing a house looking not up to par, people aren't going to think that they're going to give them the service that they want from a real estate agent. Or I have a couple of technology clients, clients who are in the technology business, who we've spent a lot of time working on their image to make sure that when they're standing up and telling people how they're going to help people's businesses be on the cutting edge of technology, that their wardrobe matches that brand message, but then also matches who they are on the inside.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. So how does, I mean, we all know that, you know, first impressions are, we do know that first impressions are everything, specifically in the workplace. It's really important whether you're a sales-based professional or in the tech industry or you're a speaker or, you know, you're a home-based business, right? How does image affect your professional success? Talk a little bit about that, that bottom line and how it affects it.
Well, it's really important, and I think that a lot of times we just sort of write off the idea that your image has any effect whatsoever because we feel like, you know what, I am awesome at what I do, and people either like it or they won't, you know, kind of a take it or leave it attitude. But unfortunately, it's not always a chance that people have to really see your work or talk to you about how genius you are, and they're having to make judgments about you before you even open your mouth. And it's not egotistical, it's not people who are judgmental or negative or anything like that. It's actually a defense mechanism that we are literally programmed with. And this is kind of an interesting perspective to remind people of. You know, if you're in a parking lot, it's dark, you see someone who makes you uncomfortable, you either lock your doors or cross the street. You have something happens to you in your body that makes you make a change. And the same thing happens in business. So if you're getting ready to give someone your hard-earned money to get a result that you want, and all of a sudden you feel that's not going to happen, you're going to make a change. So it's a great tool because you can really use it as a sales tool. The way you dress can be, you know, it's great for making sales, essentially.
Awesome. So if you, for those listening who weren't born with style like myself, the style gene, how do you create an image for people and help people find that sense of confidence that will help them succeed?
That's a really great question. And I think a lot of people feel like it's sort of a game of the have or the have not. You either have style or you don't. If you don't, you just sort of go through the world and that's how it is. And that's not really the case at all. If you want to feel stylish and you want to feel confident, you want to have an image that makes you feel good, then you can have it. And the best way to start is to, number one, not accept an okay standard for yourself. And this is one that we forget about a lot. You know, money's going out, money's coming in, and a lot of times you forget to spend money on yourself to ensure that you're creating an image that helps you go out and sell and helps you feel confident on the stage. And so that's a really important reminder to just not accept an okay standard for yourself. And one thing that I like to compare it to is food. I enjoy going out to dinner, you know, having a lovely meal. And, you know, when you go to a restaurant and you have food that's just kind of okay, you're not excited to go back again. You're not going to just accept okay food and go back and pay for it again. You know, you're going to say, no way, and you're going to make a change and go somewhere else. So you have to kind of apply the same thing to yourself. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely, it does.
Well, and there's another, a really great way to kind of figure out what sort of image you want is to play a little game. And I didn't ask you if you wanted to play this game, but if you'll play it with me, it could be very fun.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. So this is to kind of figure out where you are in creating an image that you love. You've got to ask yourself how you want to feel. That's it. How do you want to feel? And so you have to think about words that describe how you want to feel. So, putting you on the spot, do any words come to mind for you about how you want to feel?
Sure. Powerful, confident, and commanding.
Love it.
I probably should buy a power suit.
These are all really strong words. So, you know, I can tell just from hearing you in those words, you're not going to feel confident walking on stage in a super ruffly, girly shirt or dress or whatnot. It doesn't match the person that you are. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
So it's more of figuring out you want to feel powerful, confident, and commanding. So when you stand in your closet and put on clothing, they better make you feel that way. And if they don't, they're the wrong clothes.
Got it.
It's that simple. Isn't that fabulous?
It is. It is. I know you dressed me, so I do feel confident. You know, this is something I just told Lee before our interview this morning that, you know, I was able to get ready in like 7 minutes or less this morning. I mean, you know, just put it on and go. I walked into my closet excited. What do I want to wear today? It's a little chilly out. I'm going to be warm. I'm going to look good. Put it on and get to work. And there's so much freedom in that because time is money.
Exactly. And, you know, I feel good. So I have a question for you. One just about starting your company and what you've learned. What's the big lesson you've had to learn in being an entrepreneur and starting your own company and not only dealing with other entrepreneurs, but you know, just other clients as well?
Well, I think, you know, and this is a real personal lesson for me. I think one of the hardest things that I had to learn, and the hardest thing, it had to happen before I sort of saw the success start to climb, and that was with my own confidence. I think a lot of time as entrepreneurs, because you're selling yourself and because you're, you know, you can't blame anything on somebody else. Like, it's really, you are creating it. And so you have to feel very confident about what you do. And if you don't, it shows and it doesn't really mesh with the message that you're putting out there. So when I first started, even though, you know, I felt confident in the way I looked, it was a different leap or step for me, if you will, to feel confident knowing that I knew how to tell other people to get dressed.
Hmm.
And once you really embrace that, I think it doesn't matter what you do. You know, you can really kind of move forward, and it really helps. That was my personal thing. And I have seen that with other clients. You know, this is not about business, but it is about life happiness. I have a client who recently just got married, and one of the reasons that she said that she got married is because she decided to make a change because she thought that up-leveling the way she looked would help her in her career, and it did, and it led her to a business after-hours event where she met the guy that she just married. And, you know, she says that if she hadn't up-leveled the way she looked, she would not have felt confident enough to, you know, walk up to him and strike up a conversation.
Wow.
It's full circle the way it encompasses life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, are there any, let's talk a little bit about your book, Simply Effortless Style. I love this book. It's a fantastic guide, but why did you decide to write this, and what's been your big takeaway from publishing a book from a business perspective?
Well, there are lots of takeaways from and I had no idea what I was getting myself into. But with that being said, having a book has been just fantastic because it kind of goes back to what I just talked about before. It really solidifies, A, your confidence in the fact that I apparently have a lot to say. There's 350 pages in that book. Two, it really helps others to feel confident in you. So all of a sudden, just as an author, you have more credibility, you get ultimately more visibility, and I found it to be a fairly genius marketing tool because, A, it helps people really get style that they want. If they read the book and they do the exercises, they're going to get results. And then it's also been a fantastic sales tool because there are people who are going to buy the book but don't necessarily want to do it themselves. They're still going to need help, so they're still hiring me as well. So it's been a great business tool for sure.
Fantastic. Yeah, no, it's an easy read and it's a great read. What do you think is for those listening, what's the best way to start working with you if they're feeling that they need to up-level, you know, their appearance and really that inner confidence that comes with looking good and being authentic to who you are?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the easiest things to do and what I recommend, because I think when you choose someone to help you with your style, it is a personal process. So you need to find somebody who really matches you and your personality, is that I offer complimentary style strategy sessions. So you can spend 20 minutes with me on the phone and we'll sort of figure out what's going on with your style, maybe where the challenges or the difficulty is, and we can go from there.
And you work virtually with people too, not just in person.
I do. I have clients all over the country, and whether or not people want help putting outfits together, they want people to or they want me to actually shop for them. I have so many clients, like we talked about earlier, that are just so busy, but they know that they cannot show up at work in clothing that isn't professional, doesn't make them feel fantastic. So I literally ship clothing to their doorstep. So it doesn't get any easier than that.
It is easy. Okay. All right. So we need to wrap this up because I'm being mindful of your time and also the time of our listeners. Is there any one last tip? If you could give one tip, what would that be?
One tip. This is always such a loaded question.
Sorry. Two tips?
Five tips, four, whatever the number is. Honestly, it's just something kind of stupid and simple, and it's just kick laziness to the curb. If you don't have style that you love, it's because things are dirty or they need to go to the cleaner or you just haven't taken the time to do it or figure out what you want. And it's just because, you know, I don't mean lazy as negative. We're all busy. But when we have priorities, you make them happen. So you just have to put yourself on the priority list and kick the laziness to the curb.
I think that is one of the best lessons I've learned as an entrepreneur. The minute I started putting myself first was the minute that I started to see revenue increase. It was the minute I started to sleep better. It was the minute I started to have more fun. You know, I started this because I have a passion, right? I'm not doing this because, you know, somebody's making me. And what happened is along the line, I lost myself.
Right.
And I think that's so important. Put yourself first. You know, I'm like, oh, but there are employees to pay and there are things to do. And no, it's you. If you're dead, you're not going to be good to anybody.
I know, exactly. And unfortunately, I think it happens every day. We knock ourselves off our priority list without even realizing it. So it's just kind
Absolutely.
Of something to be aware of.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Lee, I really appreciate this. I'm sure the listeners do as well. One more time, you can find Lee at stylewithlee.com. And if you would like to pick up a copy of Simply Effortless Style, A Real Woman's Guide to Making Style Easy and Fun, you can go to stylewithlee.com and you will see the book right there and you can click it and you can purchase it. I think these make for great holiday gifts. And Lee, you also do gift certificates, right?
I do, yes.
Yeah, see? What better way to give people in your office the gift that keeps on giving than give them style? There you go. All right. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate this. And I think thanks to everybody for tuning in to the Business Confessional Talk Radio here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Once again, this is Michelle Salader, your host, and I hope you'll join us for our next show.
This is the ePodcast Network.